Live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O. This is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
Hey, so I ran into him this summer, Jason Kosmicki, the radio voice of the Denver Nuggets, and I asked him, and he was in glowing this summer because they'd won a championship. I said, you need to get more excited. We play your highlights in the morning, and I said, you're kind of, you need to put more into it. I think he made up for it last night. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in on a Tuesday. It is that time of the year that if you have this shift, you just need to take a couple of months away from good sleep.
Yeah.
Because it is a wonderful time of the year. And last night just reiterated, boys, that I'm in love with the multi-view on YouTube TV. I mean, I'm thinking like there's the microwave and some other great inventions for guys. YouTube TV's multi-view, where you can combine NBA and NHL, is going to be right up there. And one of the greatest things that's ever happened in this world.
It's a banger.
Put it in the Smithsonian.
Yeah. I guess my only argument to that is, where was this years ago? And now we have it. I know, the technology.
I didn't have YouTube TV.
That is true, too. And when you got you roll out the YouTube TV, you have to get all the main quirks out of it first, like your lag time and whatnot. But, boy, that thing, was it 2 NCAA tournaments ago? I believe.
Yeah. Like a slow rollout.
And I don't remember it being publicized. Like all of a sudden you turned on your guide and you're like, wait, huh? And then you clicked on that particular option and you thought, is this just temporary? Is this just for the tournament? And then you realize, hey, if there's multiple sports on every night, I can do this. This is great. Remember Picture in Picture? We all lost our mind when we had Picture in Picture.
I miss Picture in Picture.
I did too.
I finally figured it out and then they took it away.
Yep. And now you don't need it. You just need YouTube TV. Shameless plug.
First of all, the sports gods out there can hate us at times. They can rip our hearts out, and they can make us go, this is kind of boring, like a lot of game ones of the NHL and NBA playoffs, respectively. And then they give us last night. I just want people to realize how great a sports night it was last night on ice and on hardwood. And the fact that the night started, if you were watching inside the NBA on Earth Day, I didn't see a lot of people celebrating Earth Day yesterday. I saw more anti-Earth Day people yesterday. Like emissions were being released.
So people littering.
People were cutting down trees at golf courses.
Actually, I saw that over. I saw that over on Maple too. They're cutting down trees. Like of all days.
Yeah. But just remember, like last night's going to go down because we're going to get into what happened either in Carolina, what happened at MSG, the miracle on 33rd Street. Or, as you heard there in the open, Jason Kosmicki describing the Jamal Murray jump shot to win the game last night for Denver over the Lakers. There's a great, great shot of Murray's shot and Anthony Davis being somewhere in the neighborhood trying to block it. So if you're into sports photography, that is a great one to go find. But just remember, last night started on Inside the NBA with Shaq trying to force feed Charles Barkley salad. On Earth Day, you knew when that happened that this was going to be a great, great night of ball. And it was a heck of a night, y'all. I mean, we got rewarded last night with everything that was going on in the playoffs. And then we got the doubleheader back-to-back where you didn't have time to go, man, what happened at MSG? Because you were like, what's going on at Bell Arena?
Yeah. Oh, the end of the Isles Carolina game, too. And just... What was it? Two and a half left, right?
Yep.
Two and a half left. They're down one.
I got thoughts on that.
And then all of a sudden that happens. I was catching the end of the Bruins, and it was a tough one. But they had a lot of good looks there at the end as well. So that's kind of where I started. I completely missed the Cleveland game. And then it was
there's a lot of people that have missed the Cleveland-Orlando
series. It was
series.
On NBA TV as
it
well.
It has started, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It is 2-0
and
Cleveland.
Cleveland's up 2-0.
Most people will just wait for that's over. Oh, who won that?
Oh, my God.
Like Orlando's Penny Hardaway on that team.
That series is getting no run, kind of like the Magic's three-point shooting in that series.
So then I go over to transition over to the Knicks game. and caught probably the last quarter and a half of that one, getting in between the kid in the bed and everything. That finish was just wild. And then, okay, let's watch the Lakers game, Lakers-Nuggets game. And I was tempted. So you mentioned people who have this shift. You just basically kiss away a normal night's sleep for a long time. There was a moment in the third, I'm thinking, oh, 20 point.
You stayed up?
I did.
Whoa.
Because there's something about the Lakers.
That shows you the power of that game.
It was. And you could, nice. You could tell there was something coming. You could also tell that, what was it? L.A. was up, 17 at one point in the first game, too? And they ended up blowing that one.
It was 14?
Was it 14? Okay. Well, either way, you knew they're not going down like this. And then you start to kind of see them chipping away a little bit here and there. You get into the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, 7 minutes left to go, it's a one possession or at least a 4-point game. And kind of oddly enough, you sort of knew what was going to happen, even though LeBron would hit a shot here and there, and it became just a fun back and forth. But before I looked at the clock, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So yeah, I am a little tired today, but that was
good.
That was worth it.
All right,
that was
worth it. The next 2 months, just grab yourself a grandpa nap during the day.
Baseball
and,
tonight.
And you gotta stay up and watch these games.
We got meetings today too.
Jimmy, how long did you make it last night? Did you make it to at least the end of the Sixers-Knicks game?
At 20 points down, I'm like, we're done here.
Oh, so you made it to the Laker game?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way.
All right. So you made it to the third quarter.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. From the point that they were up 20, Denver outscored them 53-31.
Oh, I was happy to see that.
Nuggets won.
Anytime I wake up and I see the Lakers have lost and Angel gets its wings, so I was like, hey, I missed it, but you know what? Good. Good to hear.
We deserved that last night. So sports fans, we got rewarded. Sometimes sports rips your heart out, especially if you're like a Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball fan or somebody that's losing the portal combat. But last night, we deserved it and we got it. And there are a lot of fan bases this morning. I bet across the country, like in New York City, in Philadelphia, in Los, and don't really, sports talk radio is just upside down, because you would go, okay, who had the bigger collapse of those three games? Was it the Islanders, who were 81-0 in the playoffs when they've had a three or more goal lead, and they lose, where Carolina scores two goals in the span of 9 seconds to win, to go up 2-0 in that series. And then you've got Philadelphia, which was up 5 with 47 seconds to go. And the next thing you know, they're down 1 with 13 seconds to go. Or, as we have already described, Jamal Murray breaking the hearts and breaking LeBron's time in Los Angeles with a game-winning shot when the Nuggets were down 20. The world champs were down 20. And they came back and they won at the buzzer over the Lakers as Anthony Davis got swallowed on the Nugget bench.
Mm-hmm. And
you see that shot?
Yeah. And
you saw the shot of when he went into the Nugget bench, and it's like ants, in the summertime,
when you
drop stuff on the ground and the ants just come and swarm.
It gets consumed.
Look at Anthony Davis coming out to try and close out on Murray's shot. He goes right by him and falls into the Nugget bench, and he just gets swarmed under. And Anthony Davis disappeared. He came back for the post-game press conference, then promptly walked out. But that's what I thought. That's like those ants that there's a little crumb on the ground, and they go, blah, 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 blah. That's Anthony Davis went into the bench and it literally just disappeared. You gotta look at it.
I guess. I haven't even noticed.
Christian Brown's like, I know this. Takes off his shirt and starts waving it around, and
I just couldn't. Yeah, exactly.
It's playoff time.
I just couldn't believe it. You can believe it. You can't believe it. For someone who starts really getting into these types of moments at this time of the year, but during the regular season, I did think it was interesting that was the first buzzer beater ever, and in any type of playoff game for that organization, but. The reason
it's
that
when they had Alex English, they'd be up by 20.
To answer your first question, I'm still saying the aisles collapse. You're up 1:30 to go, and what's the common denominator for all those that you mentioned though? The home ice, the home court. It's a powerful thing. It truly is a powerful thing, because all of those take place on the home court or the home ice, where that's the playoff frenzy. That I think that's when people talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs is can't miss television, and NBA playoffs, can't miss television. it ratchets up. Everybody always, your boy Jimmy Butler always says, playoff Jimmy's not a thing. He may not even realize it, but
it hasn't been a thing this year.
Well, not this year. The environments at those places, at those arenas, we were talking about Oklahoma City yesterday too. We were talking about Winnipeg. All of those different environments that just go up so many notches from the regular season. How can you not be impacted by that? How can you not feed off of that as an elite athlete when it is like that?
Yeah, especially MSG. Like, exactly. MSG is pretty special. Yeah, the Miracle on 33rd Street yesterday. So I would say the Sixers collapse is the biggest story of the day.
Also makes me happy.
Because watching the Islanders in Carolina, this is how I looked at that game. And the third period, the Islanders only had one shot on net. They had very few shot attempts in this game. Carolina had over 100 shot attempts in this game. If you watch the game, you get to the third period, and there were a lot of times, because you know in the third period where your bench is located, you got longer line changes. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of times in that third period last night, the Islanders had defensemen on the ice for 2+ minutes, which is an eternity in hockey. Yeah. If you're not familiar with how long shifts last, usually about 45 seconds to a minute. There were Islander defensemen out there for a long time. But here's how I looked at that game and why I don't think that mine is the Philadelphia collapse at MSG is, you know, when you go grocery shopping and you are in the driveway and you have the cold stuff that's in the sack. Like, let's don't be on, now it's past Earth Day. We can use sacks. We can get back to using sacks or bags, whatever place, part of the country you live in. So, you know, the cold stuff and where the bottom of the sack is about to just fall out.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at that game last night. The Islanders were just trying to hold on, and they were trying to get to the door with the groceries before they fell out, and they couldn't get to the door with the groceries, and it fell out, and you get Carolina scores 2 goals in 9 seconds, and then they get an empty netter, and they win like they did. So I could feel that coming, and it had the sense the whole game of they're up 3-0, and it's weird in hockey because you can be up 3-0 and not be the best team.
Yep.
Carolina was the best team last night. So that's what I say with the Sixers. So I think the Sixers are better than the Knicks. I think, and it has nothing to do with Jalen Brunson has really struggled shooting the basketball in the first two games of the series. It is, I think the Sixers have a better roster right now than the Knicks. When you don't have Randall, that throws a little bit of a wrench into your plans. But last night, you're the better team. You're up 5. 47 seconds to go. And you completely collapse. Whether it be, where do you want to start? Maxey on the floor, not taking a 3. Tobias Harris standing around as Hartenstein grabs the rebound.
Yeah.
Nick Nurse doing a little touch of that's not a timeout.
No, I agree.
That's not a timeout. Totally. And
there's a mosquito bite on my hand.
And you let the Knicks, who are, that's a tough team. I mean, that's a Tibbs team. You let the Knicks hang around in that game while you were collapsing and allowed them to steal a game to go up 2-0. And what I think is even worse, because I think Philadelphia, again, I think Philadelphia is the better team. You're losers, okay?
Yeah.
You have a loser mentality
in
Philadelphia. If you are the better team and you're blaming officiating, you're a loser. That is loser mentality. I don't care if you're the Sixers or a local team. If you're the better team and you all of a sudden start blaming officials, that is a loser mentality, and that tells me Philadelphia is in trouble.
Yeah,
but I still can't get over out of my head the things that happened in the last. I'll even go back like a minute and a half of that game where Philadelphia served it up to the Knicks, and I'm gonna go home and listen to sports talk in Philadelphia because I bet it's just it is crazy this morning.
It's probably
they're blaming the officials. Loser.
Well, yeah, and listening to Joel Embiid that whole sequence at the end that everybody's gonna look at too with Maxey on the floor. I think there was, it was hard. They didn't. They showed some angles, but I still think Josh Hart, even the brief second of contact with Maxey, good on Hart to lay off, knowing that he was off balance. And hey, I don't need to foul the guy. And so, if you want to call that initially, where I think some officials would anticipate, hey, they're going to foul right there, so they're going to call that. But he falls to the floor. You see Hart's hands are back. As he spins, you're absolutely right about Nurse. It was just kind of sitting there stoically in a timeout.
If I need a timeout in that moment,
You're running all over the place.
I am raping and pillaging the official to get a timeout.
Right. And so not until that he goes to the floor and they go after the basketball, it's then you see Nick Nurse get animated. And at that point, the official, I don't even think, is watching him. He's not even in his peripheral vision. He's watching the play itself. So that I still think there's not enough there to be completely up in arms. Essentially, you don't have an Aaron Boone gripe when it comes to officiating today. But it just absolutely wild. And the other part about it is, I know if you look at how that all goes down and the final shot and everything that happens with that, the Hartenstein sequence of not the block shot, but keeping that ball out. Like DiVincenzo's going to get all the credit for the three, and he should. But Hartenstein's basically extra effort to keep that ball alive to get DiVincenzo that, and then the subsequent block at the end. Like those are just big time plays right there. That was huge.
That was a calamity. Jimmy, so Embiid, I don't know, on one leg and a half, scores 34 last night.
It's pretty good.
Is he the most deliberate, clumsy guy in sports?
He'd be pretty close to it. But yet I also believe him when he says they're going to win down 2-0.
I don't know, man. They're blaming the officials. They're asking for a review of the first two games.
Yeah. That's what losers do. I mean, losers do losing stuff.
Jalen Brunson is 12 of 55, and yet the Knicks are up 2-0. Now, I don't think it's going to be a sweep by any means.
No, this is a 1989. No brooms will come out.
This is going to go a ways. When you're the better team and you immediately start talking about officials, man, look in the mirror. But
winning teams don't blame
Embiid
the officials.
Embiid is such an interesting player. He's one of the better players in the NBA. But gosh, he just seems to spend a lot of time on the floor.
Yeah.
And when he's on the floor, it seems like he's, you might as well give him last rites.
Yeah.
And then he pops up and he's okay.
Yeah, yes.
It all started with Paul Pierce when he was assassinated during the NBA Finals and then
what was it?
Ran out of the locker room.
It was maybe about 3 minutes left. Did he have his shot blocked? I can't remember what happened exactly, but he goes to the floor. Maybe he just had the ball taken away from him, but he goes to the floor and he kind of goes down awkwardly. Might have just been fighting for a rebound. And so you're watching in transition and you're waiting to see Joel Embiid trail.
Yeah.
And you're still waiting.
He's on the floor, throwing a tantrum.
And you're still waiting. And a shot goes up and he's still not back yet. And then you see the wider angle and he's up. He's moving okay, but extremely – I mean, it was essentially five on four for probably a good 25
now,
seconds.
Now, I did think – I thought he was going to hit that three.
I did too.
Near midcourt.
He didn't look ready, though. I didn't think he looked ready. He just – oh.
Such an – he's like a – I like his personality. He's a funny guy. Such an interesting guy when it comes to basketball. I mean, basketball is one of those sports that we put guys through the ringer. Like, we'll talk about LeBron, who, amazing what he's doing at 39. There is nobody that physically in sports will be 39 years old and able to do what LeBron does. I mean, the man is almost 40. And the whole GOAT conversation aside is the longevity of LeBron. Like, I asked Windhorst the other day about, man, he's doing stuff at 39, a better three-point shooting percentage than Curry. I mean, how is that going to factor in? So that'll be a discussion when it's all said and done, if you haven't picked your side, of the longevity of LeBron. But I look at, Jokic last night. He went 27-20-10. There are very few players in the history of the NBA in the postseason. History of the NBA in the postseason have gone 20-10-10, let alone 27-20-10. And I got people on my timeline are going, man, he looks out of shape. The man played 41 minutes last night
at altitude.
And he's got a chance to win the MVP again. Yeah. But yet we look to pro basketball is the sport where we look to poke holes in so many guys instead of just sitting back and appreciate, man, that guy's really, really friggin' good.
Yeah,
it's about the sport, but it was a heck of a night last night, man.
The Jokic, when Anthony Davis was kind of getting his in the first half, and you would see Jokic in the paint, there were times where it's just, I think because we watch him every second, he's now he's that player. I don't know, people might probably watch him before that too, here before last postseason. But now he's one of those guys. And so you watch him on every possession. And his body doesn't allow him to look like he has this high energy level, like he's just moving from side to side. He's a big lumbering dude. So when someone scores on him, even if he's playing as good defense as he possibly can, it looks like he's lazy because he's just this big lumbering guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like Luka too.
Yeah, he's there.
Who are some of the best players in the NBA.
I would say this too. The other reason I got into kind of decided, now this is... You knew something was coming with Denver when I say that. It was Michael Porter Jr. was kind of the unsung hero, keeping them at least within striking distance there in the first half. You were waiting for everyone else to get going. And not trying to talk like I know Denver all season long, but I'm thinking, yeah, you know, Jokic hasn't had his signature run here. And you know, you haven't seen Murray get going. And yeah, I know he's struggled a little bit here so far too, but to get that shot off, you just kind of felt they're still hanging around a little bit, and they really haven't done much. It just didn't feel like it was safe with LA. Kind of like what you said about the hockey game.
Hey, there's another reason why I didn't feel safe. Darvin Ham's not a very good coach, and it's not good to match him up against Michael Malone.
Well, that's why
it might be a sweep.
I mean, there's some things that the Nuggets did in the second half. That there was no adjustment by Darvin Ham. I mean, what was he doing with Austin Reeves in the fourth?
I don't know. As far as which part are you talking about?
Why was Austin Reeves on the bench to start the fourth quarter?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, when did he come in? I now remember him not being on the floor. I thought it was like in the third quarter, where I thought, is he in?
Start of the fourth quarter. He was on the bench.
I guess I didn't realize it was then, but I knew he wasn't there for a little bit, and it must have been part of the fourth quarter too. But I just, again, there was a lot about that game that even with LA up, I don't know if there's a reputation there a little bit too between the type of team that Denver is, but also LA having that ability to close out a team, especially on the road like that. And then you asked what Darvin Ham was doing. Where was AD in the fourth too? You know, that was the other part.
He was playing his role well. He was playing his role well.
Yeah.
I mean, the script writers had that game perfect. Like the Lakers get all this national love. The Nuggets are overrated. And then LeBron's doing LeBron things. Anthony Davis is great for a good 36 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then the Nuggets take over at the end. And Jamal Murray, who had been brutal for the first three quarters, all of a sudden got on a heater in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was like the perfect script writers. But the Nuggets have beaten the Lakers now 10 straight times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I don't. They'll get one game because LeBron complained about the officiating last night after the game.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, to blow a 20-point lead when now you're staring at you got to win four games.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to win four of the next five. That's a little bit tough if you're the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome in everybody. The Drunk Monk.
Darn.
Who he's in Colorado. When Murray hit that shot, I said some profanity really loud at 10 o'clock and then proceeded to get mommed by the wifey. Let me do the math here. Okay. They will have a kid right after the first of the year named Jamal.
Like it.
I know Embiid still hasn't matured. That was a classic Philly choke job. Yes.
Your WIP is very festive today.
There are a lot of things when you are in the throes of a complete meltdown that you're too good to have some of the little simple plays on the floor or a closeout or calling a timeout. It doesn't need to be Nick Nurse. That the Sixers are better than that. I mean, that's one of the all-time collapses, I think, in the NBA is what happened last night in the last minute, little over a minute at MSG.
Yeah, worst playoff choke job for the Sixers since the 86 first round game one against the Bullets.
You could tell Jimmy's a huge Sixers fan. Huge, huge.
Hey, I grew up liking him.
Yes. Bobby Jones. Yes. Mark Ivoroni. All right.
No baloney.
Let me give you the lineup for the show. Sam McEwen joins us in an hour. Of course, the spring game's coming up on Saturday at 11 a.m. Get ready for
a nice weather day.
Yes, thank you. He will join us at 7:30. Brian Christopherson at 9. The lineup brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Well, I know that guy had, when he was officiating, had some accountability. Hunter Wendelstep.
Thank you.
You can also, I'm, I, We'll get into what happened yesterday in the Bronx.
Please.
Audio is fascinating.
Got a lot of thoughts.
I might be getting soft.
Oh, no.
But there's one thing that I will back Hunter Wennelstad up. And then I also will say something nice about the Broncos before we're done at 10.
At least they got the throwbacks in there.
You know what,
Gary?
They need that. They need that. And I know you with your Chiefs sweatshirt on today, I don't think that's a troll at all.
No. I'm going to say something nice about the Broncos that I liked what they did yesterday. Do you think they...
that they rolled out the Orange Crush uniforms and then got Zach Wilson?
Do you think, people were so upset at the uniforms, they said...
How can it get worse?
Let's double down. Let's trade for Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. If you're going to make a dumpster fire of a decision, you might as well just double down.
For the drunk
on it.
Monk, maybe it's a good thing that mom is on his side. You can always join us on the Zoom hotline.
Denver Bronco fan too.
Denver needed Jamal Murray is what he's saying. They really needed Jamal Murray last night.
Hey, when the Nuggets
The Rockies are like, no, go ahead. Yeah.
When the Nuggets are healthy... I mean, Jamal Murray, he's like one of those guys that is really, really good that it seems like we don't talk about him until the postseason. And granted, he had a major knee injury, so he missed some time. But he has been...
He's a professional scorer.
Him and Jokic have been the 1-2 punch in Denver. But it just, at this time of the year, Murray does Murray things. We go, oh man, that guy's really good. Well, you know what? He's been pretty good for 70-plus games since he came back from his knee injury. You can always join the conversation, whatever you'd like to talk about. 402-951-1620. Bigger collapse last night. The Islanders, the Sixers, or the Lakers? And what do they do next with LeBron? Man. We are so consumed by the three ball in basketball. Man, the three is not always the right one. Sometimes it's a two.
Down.
I know it's not as much as three, but sometimes the two is better than the three.
If I said that to my math teacher,
if I said that to my math teacher, they would be. Well, I'm telling you, sometimes the two is better than the three.
As long as you preface it by saying, I understand three has got a greater value than two. Yeah. The higher percentage is probably with the two ball.
My answer was, when am I going to need this when I grow up? And you know what? I got the last laugh.
Whatever happened to the good old layup off the back of the iron?
The 42 degree, the source hotline is 402-951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, professionally, and anything else in between. As you know, what they
courteously
should, you know what they should do next year? What's the bank that sponsors? Is it Three Points? But not Three Points Bank. What's the bank that sponsors creating stuff?
Oh, John's Threes.
I don't know.
Three guys that listen to a lot of Creighton basketball.
I'm
radio.
Usually watching on
five
TV.
Guys? That's burger.
What they should do, you know what? Like Doug should say, good. You know what?
There's any, a 5 points
anytime,
bank.
Any, that's,
there,
that's
there,
a 5 points
that,
bank.
That,
five
that,
five points bank. All right.
Anytime there's a bank shot, he should say, and Trey Alexander banked it in.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by.
And that voice?
Yeah.
Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Younger people 1620thezone.com.
Older people are like, I remember that guy.
You got him, baby. J-Tech Construction's own Twitter feed. At Gary Sharp, 1620. That's all right together. The one goes first, and then the six slides in, and then the two comes over, and then the O completes it.
At Nick Hanley, 1620. I was trying to get off of a Southern accent there.
Those are the deets.
Nothing came to mind.
Those are the deets to
Eli
get into the
Gold
show.
Eli Gold deserve better.
Talk some basketball. Blitz, Bama, Blitz.
Paul.
Roll Tide.
It is. When did we turn into the Feinbaum show all of a sudden?
We got Willie. Willie was at Talladega. Blitz, Bama, Blitz. When we come back, interesting portal news late last night concerning Nebraska that we will touch on. Plus, it is a busy, busy day for baseball, whether it be downtown or in Lincoln. Pretty important night for Nebraska and Creighton. And a pretty important series, including tomorrow, opens up for the Storm Chasers as Paul Skeens is back in our lovely city. Not sure about Livy, but Paul Skeens and his blazing right arm has arrived. We'll get into all that as we roll till 10. Glad to have you in, as always, on this Tuesday. Special teams, players.
I just know that.
Special plays.
Isn't it just this and then...
What's up, brother?
Yep.
Yes. 1620 The Zone.